Es Chazara Zeichen Neshabach Ches Hashoach Ram Yehudah and Zeichen Soite Daf Dalet. Zakhtamar Bright says, when the Mishnah quoted earlier says the first testimony, that refers to steer. When it says the later testimony, it refers to the act as nus. For how long does the steer have to be? Zakhtamar Bright says, for the amount of time of Tumah, which is the amount of time needed for Bia, which is the amount of time needed for Hara'ah, which is the beginning of Bia, which is the time that it takes to walk around the palm tree, which is called Hakafas HaDekel in the Gemara. This is the view of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Leza says the amount of time it takes to dilute a cup of wine. Rabbi Shua says the time it takes to drink that cup of wine. Rabbi Nazi said it's the time it takes to roast an egg. Rabbi Kiva said it takes the amount of time it takes to swallow the egg. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah says the time it takes to swallow three eggs. Rabbi Lazar ben Yirmiyah says the time it takes for a weaver to tie a string. Chanan ben Pincha says it's the amount of time it takes for a woman to stick her hand into her mouth to remove a toothpick. Plima says it's the time that it takes for her to stick her hand into a basket and take a loaf of bread, which is hinted to in a pasuk as well. Why does the Braita have to give all these different measurements of time? Tumah, Bia, Hara'ah. Where it says, if we'd only say Tumah, we would think it's the time needed for the Bia and for the time that he needs to convince her to do the Bia. The Mishnah therefore says Bia, which means only for the time of Bia alone. If it would have said Bia, we would think for the complete Bia. The Mishnah therefore says has to say Hara'ah, only for the Tchilas Bia. If we'd only say Hara'ah, we would think that it's for the time needed for Hara'ah and the amount of time it takes to convince her to engage in this act. The Mishnah therefore also says Tumah. The Mishnah then explains that this amount of time is the time it takes to walk around the palm tree. Another Braita is very similar, but it has some differences. The Braita says that the amount of time needed for steer is the amount of time for Tumah, which is the amount of time needed for Bia, which is the amount of time needed for Hara'ah, which is the time it takes for Chazoras HaDekel. Presumably also means walking around the palm tree. This is the view of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says the time it takes to dilute a cup of wine. Rabbi Nazi said it's the time it takes to drink that cup of wine. Rabbi Akiva said the time it takes to roast an egg. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says the time it takes to swallow that egg. The Gemara assumes that Hakafas HaDekel and Chazoras HaDekel is the same measure. So now, in the last mission, Rabbi Eliezer argued on this measurement. Here he seems to agree to it. Abaya said, Hakafas Dekel refers to walking around the tree. Chazaras Dekel refers to the amount of time it takes for branches of the tree to return to their natural position after having been blown by the wind. Ravashi asks, is Chazaras Dekel the amount of time it takes to go back after being blown even though the branch is still moving, or does it have to be when the branches finally become stationary? Take Kublaipta Shaila. In the last Braiser, Eliezer said the amount of time it takes is for the time it takes to dilute a cup of wine. Here he says it's the time for Chazaras HaDekel. Mar says these are two different ways to describe the same amount of time. In fact, in the last Braiser, Yeshua said the amount of time that's needed is the time it takes to drink a cup of wine. Here he says it's the time it takes to dilute a cup of wine. Mar says his view is the amount of time it takes to dilute and drink the cup of wine. Why can't we give the answer that we just said before, the two measurements are really the same thing? Mar says because then he would agree with Rabbi Eliezer, which can't be, because he argues. So it must be that we can't use that answer. In fact, the last Braita of Ben Azri said the amount of time it needed is it for the time it takes to roast an egg. And here he says the time it takes to drink a cup of wine. Mar says these are two different ways to describe the same amount of time. In fact, again, the last Braita, Rabbi Akiva said, the amount of time is the time it takes to swallow an egg. Here he says the time it takes to roast an egg. Mar says his view is that it's the amount of time that it takes to roast and eat the egg. Why can't we give the answer that it's really describing the same amount of time? Mar says, because then he would agree with Ben Azai, and we see he argues, so it can't be. That's what it means. In fact, again, the last Braita, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said it's the amount of time it's needed to swallow three eggs. Over here, he says the amount of time it takes to swallow one egg. Mar says his view is the amount of time it takes to eat one egg. And the first Braita, he was saying to Rabbi Akiva, you hold the time needed is for the time it takes to roast and swallow an egg. You should keep to the description of one act, just eating, and say it's the time needed to swallow three eggs, which is the same amount of time as roasting and swallowing one egg. And because it's more easily understood if you stick to one act, just the eating, and not also in including the roasting. For the acting of Mara, Elazar ben Yirmiyah said it's the time it takes for a weaver to tie a string. Rav Ashi asked, is this talking about where the strings are that they have to be tied next to each other? They're far apart. Teiku. Chanan ben Pincha said it's the time it takes for a woman to stick her hand into her mouth to remove a toothpick. Rav Ashi asked, is a splinter wedged between her teeth or not? Teiku. Plima said it's the time it takes for her to stick her hand into a basket and take a loaf of bread. Rav Ashi asked, is the bread wedged into the basket or not? Is the basket a new basket which makes it more difficult to pull a bread out or not? Is the bread warm, which makes it more difficult to grab onto, or is it cold? Is the bread wheat, which makes it more difficult to grab onto, or is it barley? Is the bread made with soft dough more difficult to grab onto, or is it hard dough? Teiku. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef and Rabbi Yechanan said all these Hanam gave the amount of time that they would have needed for Hara'ah. Ben Azai, in fact, Mara was never married, so how did he know? Mara said either he was married for a short time and then was then divorced, so he didn't know, or maybe it's because this was the time that was given to him by his Rebbe, or because this was the amount of time to him that was given to him by from Min HaShemayim. Sometimes the name of Ami, sometimes the name of Asi. We learn from a pasuk that someone who eats bread without washing his hands first, it's as if he was mezana with a zayin. Rav said the pasuk should be dashed differently to teach that one who's mezana with a zayin will ultimately have to beg for bread. Rav Zrika in the name of Rav Lazar said, anyone who disrespects the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim deserves to die. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi in the name of Rav said, when one washes before eating bread, he should lift his hands upwards. When he washes after eating, my macharanim should lower his hands downward. Rav Brisa says this first point as well, and explains because if his hands are not held up, the tummy water will then drip down and make his hands tummy again. Rav Osa, based on a pasuk, if one eats bread without drying his hands, it's as if he ate tummy dick of bread. Rav Chiya Bar Abba, the name of Rav Yechanan, dashed in a pasuk to teach that a haughty person will ultimately sin by being mezana with a married woman. Rav dashed in the pasuk differently and said it means that even if someone learns a lot of Torah, if he is then mezana with a married woman, he'll be trapped in Gehenna. Rabbi Yechon, in the name of Rav Shimon Echai, said a person who is haughty is considered as if he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yechon himself said the person is considered as if he denies the existence of Hashem. Rechon Bar Chanina said it's as if he was mezana with Arayis. Ula said it's as if he built a bama. Frekmar, the pasuk discusses a haughty person, says Yad li Yad lo yinokia. What does this mean? Rav said this means that a haughty person, even if he believes in Hashem, like Avraham Avinu, regarding who the pasuk uses the term Yodi, he will not escape the punishment of Gehenna. The yeshiva of Shila said the pasuk means that even if the haughty person is worthy to have received the Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, regarding who the pasuk says Mimino, he will not escape Gehenna. Mirchanan said the pasuk means that even if the haughty person does a lot of tzedakah and chesed in a hidden way, he will not escape the punishment of Gehenna.